Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The VFN Torch Top 3. This is what our listeners are reading and listening and watching. And so we want to share the top three stories on the Torch. So number one, are you ready, Pat?
Yeah.
Send it. Wisdom hates pride. Number one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is a really good segment because this is where Greg shares from Proverbs 8, 12 to 13 about the attributes of wisdom and how wisdom is present when there is prudence, knowledge, and there's someone who's willing to make the tough decisions that wisdom demands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wisdom is present in your life when you're repulsed by pride and arrogance.
Yeah.
And just pride is something that just has to be out of our life, because number one reason is God resists the proud.
That's right.
You don't want God to resist you. And so he wants us to be in a place of humility, which is lower still, which is, respecting God, honoring God, total dependency upon God and respect for other people.
That's
and
right.
Pride is not good.
Yeah, not at all.
Because I don't want to be resisted.
Right.
Absolutely. I don't think you do either, right?
No, not at all. I want my prayers to be heard.
Yeah, I know. That's right. The second one here, number two, is running for God and for his glory. This is an Olympic story that we shared, Olympic moment of Francina McCorry. You may remember her and her quest for gold. And the whole time in this interview, which I thought was just so awesome, she shares how, she has no choice but to give God glory for where she's at.
Right.
And it's so refreshing because you see people that are successful in life and, they're doing all these things, but it's like, are you really all that great? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Bible says, what do you have that was not given to you?
Exactly.
Everything we have is a gift from God and we should use it to glorify him.
Right.
So, big ups to Francina. And number three, okay, and this is what our listeners, our viewers, watchers, VFN Torch, VFN Radio are listening and watching and reading is Israel prepares for war. Obama defends Islam.
Right.
And so right now, Israel is preparing for war. I mean, we know that they're distributing gas masks at the shopping malls.
Mm-hmm.
Syria has the largest supply stockpile of chemical weapons. And we don't know whose hands those weapons are going to get into.
That's right.
When this country is going to come down, and they're still fighting. There's still things going on. And we really need to be in prayer for Israel.
That's right.
We really need to be in prayer for Israel. So I want to encourage our VFN radio listeners to tune in, be prayerful, be encouraged, continue to share what the Lord is doing through VFN radio and continue to share the power and the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Awesome.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.